Welcome to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Dell questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Dell challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Dell Walmsley. And on today's show, we're gonna talk about something that is relevant to real estate investing. I mean, that's why you tune into the show, right? You tune in because you want to hear Dell tell you stuff about how to change your life, how to succeed in retirement, how to develop income streams that you do not have to physically go out and work for, how to transition away from what you're doing for retirement, you know, putting money into 401ks or IRAs, and instead taking that money, investing it in real estate assets, real estate that pays you six different ways. We're talking about the multifamily space. That's why you like to tune in. So we're going to talk about some things you need to hear, some things that Dell would like me to share with you. Now, you're probably wondering, well, who are you? I don't quite recognize that voice. You're not Dell. Dell has a much gravelier voice than yours. So clearly, you're not he. And why should I listen to you? All right, that's fair. That is completely fair. My name is Al Gordon. I have been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for 9 years. That means I've been a part of a community of like-minded real estate investors who have helped me understand that there is a different path forward in life, that I don't have to keep doing what I thought I had to keep doing in order to, quote unquote, succeed in life, that there was a different way, a different path that I could follow. I just didn't know it was out there because nobody talks about it. They don't. I mean, now you think about it. If you're talking about investment, what comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? It's probably stocks or mutual funds, right? Which effectively are stocks. That's probably what you're doing for investment. That's what you've been taught to do for investment. That's what you've been advised to do for investment. That's what your company says, hey, we've got a 401k for you, and this is how you build up your nest egg for the future because you won't always have income to rely off of. You have to build up a big savings account. And in that savings account, build for the future and get to future you and then start living off that money. And for some people, that plan works out just fine. But notice what I said there. For some people, not for all people, for some people. Let me share with you a piece of personal information that you're probably not aware of. I was born in a time when the 401k and the IRA came to life. Now, I wasn't born at the exact same time those things came to fruition. But because of the time that I was born, when I turned old enough to effectively start working for an organization, the 401k had been born. It was out there. The type of retirement that people used to work for, which was a pension, had become a thing of the past. It had become too costly for organizations to pay. Because effectively what a pension does is it's an organization that's paying you for work that you used to do but no longer do anymore. You're effectively a burden on their books, a burden they would like to get rid of. Now, some companies get rid of that burden just by going bankrupt. They just go into the ether. They stop doing business. They collapse. And along with them, the pension collapses too because there's no money to pay for it. And that was kind of a problem with pensions. There was no guarantee that the pension, even if you had earned it, would be sufficient to continue paying you into your old age. One of the answers to that dilemma was the 401k. The idea that you could contribute money that you earn into an account, you could save that money into that account, and that within that account, you can invest in things like stocks or mutual funds. There would be a potentially a growth investment opportunity for you to take that savings and make a better rate of return than you could make if you were just sitting in a basic savings account. The idea was if you could make 8 to 12% return on investment per year, you would be fine. You would start growing your money, and over time, that money would start to compound. You would get better returns in the later years than you would get in the initial years because there's more money at work for you. And the more time that you have to contribute to those accounts, the more your odds of success would increase. It's kind of what you're doing right now. What you're doing right now for investing was something that was created back in the 1980s. Now, my generation is looking at retirement age. Now, I've been retired for a while. I haven't been looking for retirement age. I just kind of retired myself by doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to do, by investing in real estate assets. And in doing so, I retired much sooner than I thought I would ever effectively retire. You could get the same result, but you've got to change what you're doing. You've got to look at things through a different lens. You can't just keep following the herd mentality, which is exactly what you're doing. And here's the other thing about the way you're investing. Tell me five significant facts about one of the companies that you're invested in. Go ahead, just roll it off the top of your head. What do you know? And you're confused. You don't know. You can't come up with five facts about a company that you're invested in because you're not even sure what companies you're invested in, because that money goes into that 401k, right? And you don't do any research on the companies. When you get your annual prospectus, that big thick thing that comes in the mail, do you read it? You maybe flip through the pages, look at the pictures, right? Oh, pretty graphs. Oh, look, the graph looks like it's going upward and to the right. You know, the time that you actually take notice of your 401k is when the stock market is doing bad things, or when you start seeing a decline on your return on investment, when you check up on the account. Then you start wondering, what's going on? You start wondering, should I take profits? But then you remember, well, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to take profits. I'm supposed to just ride the thing out. See, you ignore the basic tenet of investing, which is buy low, sell high. See, when you get involved with a 401k, they just want your money in those accounts. They don't want you messing with it. They don't want you thinking about it until it's time to take the money out. And then they've got rules and conditions on when you can take the money out and how you can take it out and whether or not you get a penalty, right? Oh, and don't forget about the taxes you get to pay. Yeah, because there are taxes due at a certain point. So when are you going to retire? Age 60? Age 65? Age 70? Have you thought it through? What is your game plan have you leading towards? Well, some research I recently did indicated that people with 401ks are trying to retire at the age of 62, just in time for Social Security benefits. But what if I told you that retirement is actually a financial number? It's not an age. And that 401k could be repurposed into real estate assets. Would you be interested? Well, if you are interested, you've tuned into the right show, because we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about things that you need to understand when it comes to real estate investing. And we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley. And we're going to challenge your conventional wisdom. That's what we're doing here today, is we're challenging what you think is right, what you think is correct, what you think about retirement. Because I'm here to tell you, retirement is not an age. It's a financial number. And you're working on building something through a 401k. Maybe it's an IRA. Maybe it's some other government-sponsored retirement plan. You're trying to build that number. But that number also correlates with a later age in your life. I mentioned earlier in the episode that 62 was the number that kept coming back. I asked a couple of AI sources, hey, what number, at what age, I should say, are Americans retiring at, living off their 401ks? And the number that kept coming back was the age of 62. Now, there may be a correlation there, because at the age of 62, that is the minimum age required, provided you build enough earning credits through the Social Security Administration to start drawing Social Security benefits. So there may be a combination of things going on there. Maybe these people are going, well, I used to make six figures. I've got $1 million in my 401k. I'm just going to go ahead and retire. I'm going to stop making the six figures. I'm going to start drawing down that $1 million. Hopefully, I don't have to spend six figures a year. Oh, wait a minute. If I apply for Social Security, maybe there's an extra $2,500 a month there that I could get. That would reduce the amount of money I have to take out of my 401k. So I think there's an underlying strategy there. I think that people are saying, you know what? I'm in my 60s. I'm getting tired of working for other people. My career either was or wasn't what it was supposed to be. And I'm ready to move on to my golden years. Because when you get to your 60s, now I've done that. I've gotten to my 60s. I'm actually enjoying my 60s. I really am. I mean, my body is still healthy enough to do the things that I want to do, to go out and enjoy life. I have my limitations. I'm not running around in an 18-year-old's body anymore, invincible from life. I am very vincible to life. I don't move as fast as I used to. I don't jump as high. Not that I ever jump very high, but I jump even less higher now. My life is different now than it was 40 years ago or 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. But it's still a life worth living. I want to enjoy my golden years. And that's part of the reason I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 9 years ago. Because unbeknownst to you, I actually had a retirement problem. It was a big retirement problem. I didn't know how big it was until I was living through it. And then as I started to live through that retirement problem, I realized how big it was. So let me fill you in. I had dedicated my life to serving in the United States Army. I rose to the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. I was selected for promotion to Colonel. And then as I thought I might be promoted to Colonel, the Army had a different solution for me. I had become eligible for retirement. I had become eligible for potential non-retention because of the amount of time that I had served in the military. I was hitting certain exit gates where I either had to promote or they were going to let me go. And in my case, they didn't promote me in time to keep me. They went ahead and let me go, and I was eligible for retirement. And I applied for retirement. Now, what does that mean, applied for retirement? It means that I earn a pension. and that pension pays me every month like clockwork. It is effectively a form of passive income. I don't work for it anymore. But it took 27 years of service in the United States Army to earn that pension. Now, you're thinking, wow, you're golden, dude. You got a pension. You said earlier in the episode that pensions were a dying thing, and you got one. Yeah, I got one. But here's what you don't know about that pension. It's not as lucrative as your mind is letting you believe. Yeah, it does pay me a substantial amount of money every month. But that amount of money that it pays me now is effectively one-third of what it used to pay me a dozen years ago when I served on active duty. So the pension, when I was making money, I was making a certain amount of money serving in the United States Army. When I was retired and I had to take the pension, my wage dropped by two-thirds. My income dropped by two-thirds. I had an income problem. And it was a big problem because the expenses in my life didn't drop by two-thirds. I still had a mortgage. I still had insurance. I still had to put food on the table. I had to put clothes on people's backs. I had two kids ready to go to college. Oh, it was a bad time for me to retire. So I did exactly what I had to do. I went back into the workforce. But I learned a lesson while I was trying to get back into the workforce. I learned what it was like to live off a bag of money. And here's what I learned. That bag of money will deplete unless you find ways to re-inject money into it. It will deplete over time. And that's a problem. Because when you're living off a bag of money, there's no guarantee that it's always going to be full enough to give you what you need when you need it. And you could absolutely outlive your bag of money. And that's the big danger out there. I think people are tapping into their 401ks or their IRAs at the age of 62 because they're calculating in Social Security income, and maybe there's enough money there to help them get past wherever they think they're going to get past. But the big unknown in this equation is how long you're going to live. You don't know. I don't know. Only God knows. And he ain't talking. And there's no expiration date tattooed on your left hip. It's not there. Now, you could look at actuarial tables and get an idea. You could take a look at your parents and figure out how long that they lived. And you can make some assumptions. But you just don't know what you don't know. In the next segment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about a way to avoid that dilemma. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del. And together, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, I know Dell's not here, but he asked me to be here to share with you information that I'm uniquely capable of sharing with you. It's information about me. It's information about my story. It gives you an idea that the things that we talk about on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are real. Because look, I'm a real person, just like you're a real person, just like Del Wamsley's a real person. Now, Del Wamsley, he created an organization called Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1990. Yeah, do the math. We're coming up on our 36th anniversary. Yeah, 36. We've been in business almost 36 years, teaching people like you, like me, how to invest in real estate with a very specific reason. We did not want the retirement dilemma that comes from not owning real estate. It's as simple as that. The type of investing you're doing right now really doesn't have an income component to it. And if it does, any income that you make off of your investments, usually through the form of dividends, has to go right back into your investing account, right? You're not allowed to touch it. Well, with real estate investing, there is no government account. You are the account. You are the business. You're the business entity. You're the owner of the assets. You're the asset manager. When you learn how to invest correctly in real estate assets, you will discover that when done correctly, real estate will pay you an income stream. If you want more income, you buy more real estate. It's as simple as that. So why do you buy all this real estate? So that you don't have to work for somebody else. I mean, that's really the crux of it all. You're working hard. I know you're working hard. I know you're busting your butt for somebody else. You're tuned into their goals, their objectives. You're a cog in the machine. Maybe you sit in a cubicle. Maybe you've got your own office. Maybe you're out in the field. I don't know. But I know you're tied into the organization. And you're only as valuable to the organization for as long as you're valuable to the organization. Things like layoffs, things like firings, things like companies going out of business occur all the time. And you in the workforce, you get stung by it. All of a sudden, you're humming along, making money, paying your bills, and then you're not. And then what do? Did you get a separation package? Maybe yes, probably not. How are you going to pay your bills now that HR has contacted you and said, it's time for you to go? Thanks for your service, by the way. Click. Then you find your key card doesn't work. Your all your automation accesses you're locked out from. It's like you never existed, right? And how do you pay your bills? Did you build up that reserve fund? Your financial planner told you to build up that 6 months reserve fund so that if something like this happened, you'd have money. Maybe you made it a month and a half into that reserve fund, and other expenses of life got in the way. So now what do? Well, you live off of whatever savings you got, right? And then you look to get employment somewhere else because that's how you're dialed into making money, trading your time to somebody else in exchange for a paycheck. And with that paycheck, some of that money comes out and goes into your 401k, right? And speaking of that 401k, what if you run out of savings? Do you tap into the 401k, take money out of there to live off of? I know people that have been forced to do that. It has effectively become their emergency savings account. How does that affect you for future you? Well, you're taking money out today that you probably have to repay if you get around to it. Otherwise, it's going to create a problem for your investing. Because remember, those accounts are designed for you not to touch them. But real estate is designed to be touched in a good way. Real estate is a tangible asset that you buy and you make it available to other people that are looking for a place to live. Now, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we're going to add some complexity to that statement I just made. And the reason we're going to add a little complexity is because real estate just really isn't as simple as that. You just don't go and buy an asset and rent it out to somebody and all of a sudden make money. There are certain things you have to understand before you do that. There's a certain amount of education that you must put yourself through in order to do it the right way. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is uniquely positioned to give you that education. That's exactly what the organization does. It is a real estate investor education and mentoring company founded by Del Walmsley, the guy that normally does this radio show, almost 36 years ago in Houston, Texas. We have tens of thousands of members nationwide. We actually have international members, believe it or not. And all of them are using real estate to change the trajectory of their lives by developing income streams, by developing equity contributions, by taking advantage of tax advantages that the IRS says you must take. Real estate is a different path than what you're doing right now. Does it scare you? Because it scares some people. Real estate is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. If you're flat out lazy, don't invest in real estate because it's going to take a little bit of work. Not 40 hours a week, not 20 hours a week, not 10 hours a week, probably not 5 hours a week, probably not even 2 hours a week. It's going to take a little bit of your effort. You're going to have to focus in on your particular asset, figure out how you want to buy it, how you're going to make money with it, how you're going to improve it, how you're going to do the things that need to be done in order to turn it into an asset that pays you five different ways, six different ways if you're in the multifamily space. Real estate is different than what you're doing right now. Now, if you're afraid of real estate, I understand. It is probably a result of your conditioning with regards to real estate investments. You've heard that real estate is risky. You've heard that all your tenants want to do is move in and burn the place down, right? And burn it down they do, right? Well, that doesn't always happen. It very rarely happens. And it's usually, if it does happen, it's usually a result of an accident. It's usually not intentional. And if you're investing the correct way, you have controls in place that help you mitigate the risk. You have fire insurance that protects you against the threat and peril of fire. And it's there to help you out. And your lender is going to require you to have it anyway. So you might as well have it and use it. Kind of takes the risk out of real estate, don't you think? Now, some of you think, wow, you know, real estate, it takes a ton of time. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. It's not a 40-hour-a-week job. Most of the people that invest as Lifestyles Unlimited members maybe put in 1 to 2 hours a month. A month. Not a week. A month. Not a day. A month. Now, that's not true for all Lifestyles Unlimited members. Some are much more aggressive. Some spend more time. But the point I'm trying to make is that you make the choice. In the next segment, we'll talk about the money aspect. Stick around. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name again is Al Gordon, and I'm here to help. I really am here to help. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited because I had a retirement problem. I retired from the United States Army and tried to live off of one-third of what I used to live off of, and I couldn't do it. I had to go back into the workforce in order to get income. And as I was working in the workforce a second time, after effectively failing to retire the first time, because I mean, I was physically retired, but I was not financially retired. So that was my dilemma. So I get back into the workforce and, you know, I'm humming along. I'm doing the best I can, giving my employer great results. At least I'm pretty confident they're great. Maybe they had different ideas. I don't know. And I found that the job that I had taken, because I needed to take a job, was not very fulfilling for me. It was a job for the sake of having a job, not a job that actually fulfilled me. And I didn't like it. And over time, I became bored with it. I didn't like getting up and going to work anymore. It just wasn't fun. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So what did I do? Well, I kept working because I needed the job. But I also got tuned into Lifestyles Unlimited, kind of like you're getting tuned in right now. And I started hearing about information that nobody else was talking about, and it kind of struck a chord with me. I had a retirement problem. I knew it. I just didn't know how to solve it. And that's where Lifestyles Unlimited came in. They had the keys to the kingdom. They had a roadmap that allowed me to change what I was doing for investing and transition to what I'm ultimately doing now for investing. Now, the one thing you don't know about me yet is that I had been a real estate investor prior to becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. But unbeknownst to me, I was actually doing it all wrong. But I didn't know that because I had not been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. They had not taught me what right looked like. I was following somebody else's plan. That plan ultimately was flawed, but I just didn't know it was flawed at the time. I had no controls, if you will. So I checked out Lifestyles Unlimited, and I became a member, and I educated myself. I did the things that I needed to do in order to change the trajectory of my life. And for me, it involved correcting problems that I had with single-family assets, liquidating those single-family assets, doing a 1031 exchange into follow-on assets, which worked out splendidly for me, made me a lot of money doing it that way. And concurrently, I started investing in multifamily assets. I didn't even know at the time that multifamily was a path that I was going to take until I educated myself. And I realized that multifamily is an excellent way to invest your money and get paid six different ways. Pretty cool, right? So over time, I transitioned from needing the income from my former job to a place where I didn't necessarily need the income anymore. And here's the thing. I didn't have to replace 100% of the income. Because when you make money in real estate, there are a lot of tax advantages available to you. And one of the tax advantages that's available to me is that I don't pay Social Security or Medicare taxes on the income that I make on real estate. So why does that matter? Well, if you take a look at the money that you make working for somebody else, a portion of that money goes to Social Security, and a portion of that money goes to Medicare taxes. And you also get taxed at whatever your tax rate is, right? So all that money comes out of your check. As a real estate investor, the money that I make on the income streams, I don't pay taxes on because of the tax advantages of depreciation, something you'll learn when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It effectively, the depreciation offsets the tax that I would have to pay on the income. So I don't pay the income tax. So here's what I want you to think about. Imagine replacing just your take-home pay, not your salary, not that big chunk of money that you receive, but your take-home pay. That's the amount of money you really need to replace with real estate. Now, is buying one particular asset going to replace all of that? It depends. If the asset is big enough, it most likely could do that. But in most cases, Lifestyles Unlimited members need more than one asset to replace their replaceable income. And you start buying one asset at a time after you educate yourself on how to do it correctly. And I cannot stress that loudly enough. Education is so immensely important to your success that you must not skip it. You must not go thinking to yourself, I already know this already. I'm already a smart guy. You don't know what you don't know, and that's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. It teaches you what you need to know when you need to know it so that you can put a plan of action into place that is going to directly shorten the amount of time it's going to take for you to become retired. Remember, retirement is not an age. It's a number. And that number is income that you replace over time with the income that comes from successfully and correctly investing in real estate assets. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, you want to do what Del Wamsley himself is doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.